Early this month, Fanga Commissioner Biel Boutros Biel said nearly 90 people, mostly children and the elderly, died of what he called a strange disease. He said those affected developed symptoms such as diarrhea, fever, joint pains, vomiting, body weakness and loss of appetite. At the time, a national ministry spokesperson, Dr. Victoria Anip Majur, said the ministry was in touch with local officials in Fangak to get more information and would send a team to conduct an assessment. Samson Paul Baba, acting undersecretary in the Ministry of Health, says the investigation team sent to the area could not verify the deaths reported by local authorities. He says the team discovered that the deaths were due to a surge of malaria cases due to the overflooding in the county and lack of health facilities in the area.
One thing is that there is no strange disease. Because of the flooding, the number of the malaria cases went up. And because of the flooding, some people could not access health facilities. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is malaria. Not even that number couldn't be proven. You see, because if you have to prove death, you have to count the graves, isn't it? I think there is nothing there.
Baba says the health ministry continue to work with state and county authorities and aid agencies to ensure that flood-affected communities in Fangak and other affected counties have access to much-needed health services. Dr. John Rumuno, Director General for Preventive Health Services at the National Health Ministry, says there was a surge in malaria cases in New Fangak based on the symptoms presented by those affected.
Around 50% of the cases which present there tested positive for malaria on RDT, and the others are suspected cases of malaria. So this means the situation is actually the common illness on ground is malaria. And this has been aggravated by the situation of flooding, which has made traveling difficult. People are not accessing the nearest facility. Yes. And so they are not receiving treatment in time.
Dr. Rumuno says the National Health Ministry sent truckloads of medicine to help treat communities of the common illnesses in the area.
We sent a team with supplies, and the supplies we have sent actually will be enough for at least three months for population of 100,000 population. With that, the local authority can use supplies to treat all the common illnesses in the area. In addition, we sent a medical emergency organization called MedAir, which is doing feasibility assessment to increase services in the areas which are affected by flood in that location. So with this, we hope that the people in New Fangak will be able to have services for treatment of common illnesses.
Fangak County is one of the areas of Jungle Estate severely affected by records flood this year. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.